Claus. The boogie woogie Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa comes to town every Christmas day. He lives up in the mountains like a hermit in a cave. He never had a haircut and he never took a shave. He's the boogie woogie Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa will boogie all your blues away.
Ah.
All right now.
Leah Gilmore, how are you?
Hey, sweetheart, I'm doing well.
It's good to see you, baby.
Merry Christmas. Happy solstice and everything.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Islamic New Year.
That's right.
Happened just
Happy
a couple
Kwanzaa.
Weeks ago. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
That's right.
It's that time of year. And one of our greatest holiday gifts for you here is on the air right now, as we do every year. Leah Gilmore is in the house. She's, of course, program director of the Maryland Black Family Alliance. She is the cultural correspondent for the Mark Steiner Show and the Center for Emerging Media. And is a gospel and blues star throughout Europe and America. She's always touring through Belgium and all these other places in Europe. Fills huge crowds. And is back here doing her humanitarian work as she does across the world. And this is the 13th year that my dear friend Leah Gilmore has been in our studios doing this Christmas special.
Oh, yeah.
Holiday special,
I must
say.
Have been 20 when we started.
You were just 12, 13.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's even better. And we got to tell a falsehood. You might as well make it good.
So who is this playing with us right now?
This is Mabel Scott. You know, she was one of those singers in the 40s and 50s who did the boogie-woogie with the swing bands.
I love this.
Me too. It is some of my favorite music. You can't help but move. I hope everyone in their house and in their cars, not in your cars too much, you're just shaking your thing.
Yeah, don't hit that accelerator pedal while you're doing it.
Maybe we should have started with something a little easier.
Maybe we should have. No, this is good.
Yeah, the Boogie Woogie Santa.
Mm. Oh, she just left. We just did her all the way, didn't we? She's gone.
Yeah, she's gone. Just that's how music goes. It comes and it goes.
She's amazing.
She is amazing. She is amazing. There's so many women in that era, who were just amazing singers and performers that we don't know much about.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can always get them on compilations. And, you know, another great resource is YouTube.
It's amazing how much is on YouTube.
It is amazing how much is there. And not also their performances, their live performances, not just the recordings. But how can you lose with the Boogie Woogie Santa Claus? That's the best thing ever.
You can't.
If I'm going to have Santa, he might as well be Boogie Woogie.
I mean, this was you just want to get up and jitterbug to this. The old way.
Jitterbug? What's that, Mark?
Oh, Lord. Well, you know, I love the jitterbug.
Yeah, can you do it? I wish we had cameras there.
When I was a young man, I was a jitterbug king.
Were you?
When I was a young man. Yes, I was.
I think that deserves a show. I get visuals.
Jitterbug was big, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The twists, the turns, the twirls, the jumping up and down, the hitting the floor, twirling back up through your knee. Yes.
Well, it would have been a very interesting situation if I did it.
We could do it. This sounds familiar.
Oh, yes. This is the wonderful, the amazing Etta James with Merry Christmas Baby. Why don't we take a listen?
Let's listen to her.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas, baby, you sure did treat me nice. You gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio.
That's right. Merry Christmas, baby.
And this is a woman who's been through, was going through a lot.
Yeah, you can hear it.
She went through a lot.
She's just one of the best. I mean, there's certain singers who are just who they are. I mean, there's no comparison, and Etta James is one of them. I mean, definitely one of my sheroes.
Absolutely. She's how old is she? She must be like 70, in her 70s now.
She's still singing.
Early 70s.
Yeah. And she's been pretty ill, you know, so, right. But she's still quite powerful.
Etta James.
Etta, Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice.
That was one of my favorite songs of all time.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Charles Brown does it. B.B. King.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
B.B. King.
Even Christina Aguilera.
Even Christina Aguilera.
Even Christina Aguilera.
And today we're hearing all women artists. You
That's
are
right.
all women artists
I
today,
brought
right?
all women artists. I mean, these are women with some powerful voices, and they have a lot to say. So we're going to have a Christmas party with the women.
All right.
Blues, jazz, and gospel.
You know, that's my favorite genres of music. I mean, when I think of what's tuned into my satellite radio, it's the Blues Channel.
Oh, yeah. Bluesville.
I love that channel.
Yes, me too. It's a good friend of mine who's the director there.
Really?
Yes, very much so.
It should get you on there.
I've been on there.
But you should be on there.
Between the 30th job I have.
That's right. Add that to your list of jobs.
Yeah, it's really great. And having satellites is wonderful because, you know, you get to listen to the music intensely all day. But no one's doing what you're doing, Mark.
Well, we try to keep doing it as long as we can. You carry us out of here, I hope. So, Leah, this is, you know, many people know you've been on the show many times. You have a reputation of your own around this community, around the nation, around the world. But you have combined your musical talent and incredible voice with your passion for human rights, and you've melded those things together. You raise a lot of money in Europe for different human rights.
You know, I'm just a girl from Baltimore, and I'm not just a girl, a very proud person from Baltimore. And I think we were talking off the air, if someone would have told me that I've been so blessed to have these opportunities, you know, even 10 years ago, I'd have never thought that was how it was going to happen. But the music speaks when talking doesn't. And we found that I can sing so much more about equality and justice and human rights.
Mm-hmm.
And it's heard because the music is music of the is a communication of the heart. You don't even need to understand the words to understand where it's coming from.
It's true.
So I feel very, very blessed and lucky for the opportunity.
And it's the power of music, and this music in particular.
Yes.
I think that let's maybe, as we're talking about this,
Oh, it's our girl.
It
One
is.
One of our favorite people, Mark. I aspire to be her.
Eartha
Kitt, Santa Baby.
Eartha Kitt. But let's listen to some Eartha Kitt, and we'll tell some Eartha Kitt stories when we come back.
Oh, yeah. You've got to tell me those.
Little Eartha Kitt singing Santa Baby.
Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry. Santa cutie and fill my stocking with a duplex.
Oof. Oh, yeah.
Bertha.
Sign your just a little sexy there, huh?
Oh, she was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
She was sexy and sensual into her older years.
That's right. You never have to lose that.
Oh, my God.
You never have to lose that. Remember, it's not age-dependent.
1960s, she, in the TV series Batman, in
oh,
the
yeah.
60s.
I know.
And that was very rare for a black woman back then. She was Catwoman.
Oh, you know I saw the rerun. And we would go, wow, Catwoman's black. That's awesome.
Back then.
Yeah, back then is pretty amazing.
She is something. She graced my studios. I guess it's about Santa baby, 10 years ago, maybe, when she was in town. I was so excited about seeing her. She did not want to be there when I first met her, though. She was tired. She was, another interview, she said. By the time we finished, we just had a ball.
You worked your magic, your mark magic.
No, she was amazing. Bertha Kitt was just, oh, God. Having
she
a chance to
was another
her.
One who was... She was very much an icon of her. I mean, there's no one who's Eartha Kitt. There's no one who's Etta James. There's no one who's Aretha Franklin.
No, these women are extremely special, and they came up in a time, and she was a fighter for civil rights, and
that's
she was
right.
a fighter for,
that's right.
for human rights, you know. And she started off as a dancer. She was the great Katharine Dunham Dance Company in the beginning right. of her career. You know, she was just an incredible talent.
Right. With a very difficult early life.
Very difficult.
You know, and music really saved her. Music, the arts, music and dance, you know, it really brought her from quite a difficult place.
You know, that, of course, that makes me think about what we talk about a lot, which is the role of the arts, music, dance in our own development as human beings and for our children. We don't give them enough. We don't give ourselves enough. The power of it in our lives is something that we have to pay attention
to. It's so it's the soul of our being. You know, it really is. I mean, we can't say that enough. I know music changed my life. It really did. I mean, I was an extremely shy little girl. I know it's hard to believe.
But that
right?
voice is inside of you.
Oh, but it was there. And I couldn't sing. I made myself sing. I was a classical pianist for a long time.
You could sing, but you were scared to sing.
I was scared. I was scared. So I did a lot of musical theater. I got out of that stuff. But, you know, we actually started a group, Umoja Musica, which uses African-American roots music, which is so powerful around the world to bring music to the kids and to communities who, you know, don't really have the opportunity to experience the arts in a very pure way. So, and our first project was Umoja Gaelica, you know.
With the boys from Scotland.
With the guys from Scotland, where we're doing African-American freedom songs and Scottish freedom songs, and we pushed them together because you know what? We're sure in this here thing together, Mark.
We are.
Aren't we?
We are. I mean, I think that the world is beginning to maybe feel and see that. You know?
Right.
When I first saw the demonstrations in Copenhagen, outside of the climate summit last year, in this last December, a year, it was amazing. You had 100,000 people from every continent in the globe, led by people of color, indigenous people, women, never before in the history of humankind. 100,000 people from every continent talking about a new way of life they want for the world.
That's right.
That are crossing lines.
And, you know, we have the power, some of the folks who are really trying to resist that. Resist the inevitable change that has happened in this world, and it is inevitable. There are really some good things happening, and the arts speaks that. It shows that it has done that since the beginning of time. So I think we're living in a very special time.
A very special time. Yes, it is. I'm very happy to be alive and see what's going on. A little nervous about things sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing the power of this corporate world, what it's doing to the rest of
us. A little nervous. Don't get me started. You know, we can switch to our other subjects.
We can
start political commentating. But
no, when you're not traveling, you're going to be on a guest on the show with me a lot more.
I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. 2011 is going to be Leah Gilmore's year. So, we're about to listen to someone I love.
Oh, yeah.
There's nobody on your list today that I don't love, so I'm going to say it every time you bring the name up.
I do it, too. I'm always going, oh, that's my favorite song. Oh, that's my—and then people say, everything's your favorite song. But this is a wonderful woman, Carla Thomas, who was the daughter of Rufus Thomas, who was just a trip and a half from Memphis, you know.
Right.
And this is a classic in our community. Gee whiz, it's Christmas.
She is the queen of Memphis soul.
Oh,
here
yeah.
we go. Gee whiz, this was her trademark. 1960.
Okay.
I was a young boy. And it was her song was Gee Whiz. Gee Whiz.
Oh, that's right.
That was her
trademark.
When she was 15, she made this song. I think she was wrong. She was a teenager. It was 1960.
They were all so young when they began.
I was young,
most
too.
Of those, you're still young. I wasn't born in 1960.
No, you were not. But we were.
But
know.
I was coming. It was happening soon.
This was the yeah. birth of soul music. It was the beginning of that world that she kind of helped launch. She was this young queen out of Memphis, Tennessee, and everybody in school just... Well, it depends what station you listen to. If you listen back in those days...
W-E-B-B.
W-S-I-B and stuff. Or you listen to W-C-A-O, which was always a battle in the...
Right.
It was always a battle in the study hall.
Yeah, didn't James Brown own one of them?
He did. He ended up buying, I think I'm right, W-E-B-B. He bought
right.
W-E-B-B
That's
later
right.
on, but...
And, you know, those were still around when I was a little girl. They were, you know, and they were so special in the community. Where, you know, every Sunday morning, gospel music, every Sunday morning.
Every Sunday
you'd
morning.
You'd turn on WEBB or WSID, and Mary Claiborne was on one of them.
Mary
know?
Claiborne, that's right.
That's right. That's right. This is something that was really special.
But she was an amazing singer. She's still out here, too, Carla
Thomas. She's still out there. And the next person that
Uh-oh.
We're listening to... This is truly the queen. And we send our prayers to her as she deals with her medical crisis
yes.
right now.
Right.
But there's no one like her. Aretha Franklin singing Winter Wonderland in the only how she can sing it.
Queen of soul.
That's right.
Who sings a love song? We go along walking in a winter wonderland. And we'll pretend that he is boss and bride. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we grow by the fire to face unafraid plans that we've made. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman.
Snowman.
We'll pretend that he is parson wrong. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man.
What, no man?
But you can do the job when you're in town.
Later on, we'll conspire as we grew by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made. Walking in a winter wonderland.
It's so hard not to sing along.
You can sing along. You can pull that off. Not too many people can sing along with Aretha and pull it off.
No.
Yes,
I would do that to myself. I would do that to the universe.
She truly was. Is. Not was. Come on,
yeah,
Mark.
That's right. Is, very much soul. Is.
Yeah. She's not that old, but she's very ill. Nobody knows really what it is, do they?
All right. Well, they believe it's pancreatic cancer. That's what we've heard. You know, but there's no real reports. But either way, we send up prayers and healing vibes her way because she has given us so much.
So much.
All I hear, let me tell you, when I said my poor kids listen to Aretha Franklin on the way to school every morning. So I have an 8-year-old in the shower going, "You're no good, heartbreaker. You're a liar and you're a cheat." And I'm like, oh, my God.
Is that the one who's a singer now?
No, that's my little one.
That's the little one.
Well, my little one who's 20.
I was going to say.
Yes.
Right.
But my one who's a singer now is actually, he's doing really well. He's going to be at the Creative Alliance on January 24th.
Oh,
so
I don't
I'm very
miss that.
Proud of him. You can't miss it. Yeah, he's something. So, but, you know, when you hear your little person in the shower singing Dr. Feel Good.
Aretha.
Yeah, she was very, very special.
Of course, she was
special.
The only singer at the 2009 inauguration of Barack Obama.
That's right. And what does that tell you? And she was another, you know, she was deeply involved in the civil rights movement.
Deeply.
You know, and a very close friend of Dr. King's.
A lot of these women so far you brought to us, I mean, they're women, except a few coming down Pike here we're going to listen to, are younger.
Right.
These are women who had been through the life of segregation, created
right.
a new music for America, became a voice, new voice for America.
That's right. And they use their music, as many of us like to do, you know, to make change, to precipitate change, you know, to
right.
really be a catalyst for change. And you can't help but hear Aretha Franklin or Odetta or Mahalia Jackson.
Odetta. Oh, Mahalia. I must say, when you did your one-woman Mahalia Jackson show, that was an amazing feat to be pulled off.
Well, I'm more than grateful for you saying that. But it was a dream of mine, you know, to really sing that music. That's music I listened to coming up from the basement, you know, my father. And I'm here, move on up a little higher, you know, and I'm going, oh, stop playing that music. Then I grew up. And I started, you know, really understanding where this music is coming from, and I'm so proud of it. You know, I'm so proud that this great body of work was created by these amazing women.
It is amazing. It made me think of my mom. She played Mahalia Jackson all the time.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I was in Europe.
She was one of those crossroad people in the 50s for some people.
She was very much a crossroads, but I was in Europe, and I was singing a Mahalia Jackson song, and I forgot the words, so I made it up. And then I went to a little after thing afterwards, and an old guy came up to me and said, oh, that was really good. Barely speak English. That was really good. But that wasn't the words. I was like, oh, you weren't supposed to know that. I said, oh, none of these people speak English. I'm in France. I can say what I want. They don't know. But so that's the power of music. And it's specifically the power of African-American music, which
right.
has really been foundational for popular music around the world, period.
I've been thinking about this more and more ever since I read this stat for the first time in Ta-Nehisi Coates' article about prisons. But what he's that 0.6% of the world's population is African American. 0.6.
That's pretty amazing.
And think of the power of the culture of the African American
right.
world and the effect it has had on the entire planet.
When you travel that planet, you see the effect.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is absolutely amazing. And we look at it, and, you know, cultures who have been oppressed and who have felt what it was like to be treated less than human have created some of the most amazing representations of humanity. Look at the Irish culture. What are they, 0.2?
Right.
You know, look at some of the indigenous Indian music that you hear, which is very powerful. So I am so proud. Exceptionally proud to be a part of something that has really changed the world, and we don't let it die.
No, we can't. This is so important. It's like
That's
this
right.
thing coming off in January. There's something about in January 9th, I think, is happening. telling young men to pull up their pants. I always want to say, though it's not my place to say it, is be proud of yourself. Pull your pants up.
Well, they may say, well, I am proud, so I put my pants down.
So that's a prison thing.
Yeah. Well, that's where it came from, because there were no belts.
That's where no belts, exactly.
So they
right.
had no belts, so their pants fell down. But, you know, we create pop culture norms. You know,
it's true.
Started on the street, you know, and part of that pants stuff down on your butt is part of something of a creation and an expression that
it's also in your face to the
done.
Rest of the world.
Of course.
You're
going
to forget about me? Here's what I got for you.
So, you know, I'm in Belgium over there and I see young guys walking around with the pants, you know, with boxer shorts showing and everything. And I'm thinking, my God, it's those 0.6 people that you talked about. You ain't lived till you've heard, you know, like Yiddish hip hop or something. Which I'm probably you have heard.
Oh, it's out
you
there.
Know.
It's out there.
It is out
Every
there.
Culture has hip hop now. So, but now we're going to go to, and this will take us to break. We're going to hear another one of the queens of sound, jazz.
I love this woman. Maybe Miss Class Personified.
She's
Nancy
class.
Wilson.
She's class. All class. What are you doing? New Year's Eve.
There you go.
Let's Nancy take us out here a little bit and take a break and let her lead us into it for a little bit, a couple minutes. We'll come back to you.
One whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of a thousand invitations you receive. But in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. But in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot.
The Mark Steiner Show is made possible by the Maryland Parkinson's Disease and Movement Disorders Center, providing clinical research trials that evaluate new therapies and the latest treatment options, including surgical intervention for advancing stages of disease. The number for more information is 1-800-492-5538.
Outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you
so
dropped in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Or maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Now it's cold outside.
Hey, say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are
how
like starlight now.
Spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no,
mind
no,
if
no,
I
no,
move
sir.
In closer.
At least I'm say I try.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Who is that woman singing?
Who is that woman?
Who is that woman singing? That woman singing is sitting across me right now, Leah Gilmore. And this particular piece is with her dear friend, accompanist, and and compadre in music, Eric Byrd.
That piece is actually from his album.
It is.
Brother Ray.
Right. And that's Leah Gilmore's voice. Leah Gilmore's here every year, 13 years now, bringing these holiday sounds to all of you in this holiday season now between Christmas and New Year's. She's program director of the Maryland Black Family Alliance. She's the cultural correspondent for the Mark Steiner Show and the Center for Emerging Media. And an incredibly well-known gospel and blues singer across Europe and in this country, who is a fighter for human rights and also one of our great blues and music scholars. All that rolled into one woman with that voice.
Oh, man. Okay, let me write that check for you.
I must also have a disclaimer. We're also dear, dear friends.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm glad this microphone's not on up when we're off the air.
That is beautiful. And
thank
the fact
you.
That you were scared to sing once.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Very much so, you know. It was terrifying. But I still get nervous every single time. But, you know, and I'm suspect of people that don't.
Yes. Oh, I know.
But as soon as you touch the stage.
Wait a second. Yes.
I'll stay, baby.
I was kind of hoping you'd say that.
Mm.
Yeah, that's me pretending I'm a jazz singer.
Pretending? What do you mean pretending?
No. I feel blessed. There's so many wonderful genres to sing. There's no reason to get stuck. So when Eric asked me to sing that with him, I was thrilled. It's one of my favorite songs. A lot of words. But one of my favorite songs, you know, Ray Charles and I believe it was Betty Wright. You're a wonderful jazz singer. It's so embarrassing when my knowledge base goes blank. But
no, please. There's too much stuff going on in our heads. And
right. Oh, you don't want to know what's in my head. But it was great. And Eric really is one of the most phenomenal keyboard players out there. And he travels around with me. And I'm just really, really blessed and honored to
work
with him.
Lovely guy. Good, wonderful human being.
Isn't he great?
He's a good man. So now there's the woman we're going to hear next is the daughter of the king.
The king. Another king.
Another king.
That's right.
A lot of kings and queens in this world, aren't they?
And she's a queen within herself. I mean, she has one of the most phenomenal voices ever. Listen to this version of Jingle Bells by Natalie Cole. It's pretty amazing.
She's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Natalie.
Go ahead, girl.
Do it.
And where's Rudolph?
Rudolph!
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to laugh and sing in a sleighing song tonight.
Okay, guys, calm down. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. Soon my Mr. Wright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed our luck. We got into a drifting bank and then we kissed for luck.
Classical sound.
That's
classical
one
sound.
Singing woman right there. She's pretty amazing. You know, and she, her and Aretha Franklin there, for a while, they would kind of pit them against each other for who is going to be the reigning queen of soul. But they're, especially in the 70s.
Oh, right,
80s,
right.
You know, early 80s. But how can you compare? they're so unique and so wonderful within themselves.
I mean, because their sounds are so different, really.
Oh, yeah. You know, but this Natalie can sing anything. I mean, she's a soul singer, a rhythm and blues singer. And then she made such a splash when she did Unforgettable, this album, you know, where she did her father's
pieces, right?
It's another song, where another CD that I'm sure my kids know every word to, you know, as we listen on the way to school.
She's just, I mean, that...
Listen to that.
How she holds that note.
Oh, yeah. And it's just a purity to it. So
it is. It's very clear, pure voice.
Very clear, very pure. She's something else, you know.
Not a lot of whiskey and cigarettes in that voice.
Now, and she also was recently quite ill. And
she
has recovered. So, you know, we are just blessed to still have these amazing women around with us.
And they, I'm so happy you made this year's gift to us, these women.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm a proponent of women in the blues, and we did a lot of work and historically with women in the blues because women were so. In fact, the first blues recording was in 1920 by a woman, you know, Crazy Blues by Mamie Smith.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if any opportunity I get out there, you know, we have to talk about the women who've done amazing things in this world for music.
I've been thinking a lot about that. Just thinking about this show coming up and the pieces that you picked. There's this power that comes out of the tradition in America. We talked about this a little bit earlier, but that is so mixed with hope and oppression. It's so strange to think, but if you didn't have, not that I wanted to have it, but if you didn't have the deep pain and horror of slavery,
mm-hmm.
the weird contradiction of this is you would never have this African-American world, which has given this gift to the world.
Right.
Not just the music gift, but many gifts to the world.
Oh, yes. Literature, music, art, painting, you know, just the arts across the board. But, you know, we have to sing our pain, you know, paint our pain, we talk our pain, but we also sing our joy.
Yes, joy and hope.
You know, this is the one thing that is so phenomenal about this music, that even when you're singing, "Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, I'm going home to live with God," there's always the underlying of hope.
Mm-hmm.
And hope, even if it's trying to be discounted by others, without hope, you have nothing. Hope is exceptionally important, and it's what keeps the human spirit going. So I think this music really does. It talks heart to heart and soul to soul, because, you know, I say often we don't laugh in white and we don't cry in black.
Really? That's right.
We don't.
That's right.
Our souls have no, our souls don't choose a race or all these things, but it is just the culmination of our experiences here in this country, that other people have also felt pain and dejection and isolation and joy and hope.
But the African-American world, its culture, music, art, writing, painting, speech, gospel, sermons, have gave voice to that, not
That's
just
right.
for themselves,
and it's
but for the entire world.
It's unprecedented. I mean, I turn the radio on and I'm sitting in the Netherlands. I don't even hear the music in Dutch. What I'm hearing are African-Americans singing still. I mean, contemporary African-Americans, historical African-Americans singing. I really do believe this. There is an unprecedented aspect to this. And as this next song comes, we bring joy to the world with this amazing music. That's why we keep doing it. And I will do it until I take my last breath.
I hope so, Leah. Here we go, Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey, Joy to the World. There's another thing. It is a nothing like a gospel choir.
Nothing.
A gospel choir.
Nothing.
That's right.
I remember my very first time hearing a live choir. Since I wasn't brought up that way.
No.
But I was 11. Faith Baptist Church on Ashland Avenue. And the first time I heard that choir sing with this little boy and that Boy Scout troop, and I thought my whole body was just lifted right out of the seat.
That's right. That's right. It is a power.
It is a power.
That, you know, it's hard to articulate. The only thing you can do is listen. You know, it gives me the chills. And I grew up there. I grew up listening to it. At Mount Hope Baptist Church on Reisterstown Road and Gwynns Falls Parkway, where my husband still is one of the associate
ministers. He's still there. He's still
at
Mount Hope?
Yeah, he's still at Mount Hope. And, you know, there were 9 choirs every Sunday. And my Lord, did they sing? Did they sing? And I took it for granted. You know, I just thought this is what everyone did. This is how everyone lived. This is what everyone listened to all the time. You know, and it's so amazingly special. It just really is. And it's special around the world. You have not lived till you've heard Oh Happy Day sung in Dutch. Okay?
Oh.
That's how powerful it is.
I want to hear that. You must have that recording. You must have done that over there, right?
Oh, yeah. You know,
can you sing it in Dutch?
I'm not going to do that.
But can you sing
but
it in Dutch?
But ik spreek Nederlands. I speak a little Dutch, yeah. Je parle français aussi. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to impress you, baby.
You're doing it. I'm impressed.
I know how to say, where's the bathroom? You know.
You got to know that. After that.
And, you know, we're speaking of contemporary women with Mariah Carey, who really wrote some
another
of the indicative. Here's another one. Great woman. Who we really don't think of as a singer, but she is. She's a great singer. And I love this version of her singing. Do you hear what I hear? Vanessa Beautiful Williams.
Do you see what I see? A star dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy,
it's an amazing version, isn't it?
Oof.
Oh, yes. She really is a great singer.
She is.
Yeah, she is. You know, she's not just a great performer on Ugly Betty or, you know, an infamous Miss America. She's a great performer, a great singer, a great dancer. And this is one of my favorite versions of this song. So we encourage people, you know, to go out. And when you hear this music, go out and purchase it. And listen to it, and you know, listen to the whole thing because they're great, great songs.
Absolutely, they're just it's amazing. We'll have all that on our website. You'll see what the songs are. You'll be able to link to them and buy them and do what you want with them. And
you're just so techie and advanced and everything.
It's not that my producers are techie and advanced.
You are blessed with some amazing producers.
I am.
Yes, Justine
and
Christina.
Those two young people are
amazing.
Amazing. Lucky. I have been very lucky in these last few years, given all that hit us in terms of our show and what the other place tried to do to us. The little crushing machine that didn't work.
Well, you know, and I've watched it because we are good friends other than just, you know, crazy talking folks. But you've really done a phenomenal job.
And Justin came over to me and said, I can't be there. I have to be here.
There you
despite
go.
Despite the danger of not being able to have any money. So that's loyalty means a lot in life.
Yes, it does. It's crucial.
It's crucial.
It's crucial.
Friendship and loyalty, the bottom line.
What do you know who we're listening to now?
The Emotions.
Oh, sisters who can, literally sisters. They are three who can really, really blow. And I just remember this as a little girl. Let's share it with the world.
Please.
What do the lonely do at Christmas?
A silent night.
Only have to take it down. We only got a couple more songs we got to bring out here. But The Emotions, Chicago, The Hutchinson Girls, 1968.
Those Childs can sing.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's right.
The stuff they did with them.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You've got the best of my love.
I can remember dancing to these songs in 1968.
I remember
we
just
won't talk
being
about
blown
those dances.
Away.
They might be illegal in some places.
Honey. They just changed names. Every generation has them.
I think I did
the same dance. And that's my children report.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
But The Emotions are pretty amazing.
They are.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's a classic. It is a classic. And, you know, they came out of the church. Like so many of these women, so many of the women that we've highlighted have come out the African-American church experience. No, myself included.
And before we go back to church, you're going to take us in a different direction.
This is a totally different direction. This is one of my favorite singers. This is just proving that, you know, vocal cords, soul, feeling, and passion does not come in a color or a gender. It comes in where you want to take it. This woman is phenomenal. Singing a John Lennon classic. So This Is Christmas, Melissa Etheridge. War is over. If you want it.
Melissa Etheridge.
So this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones. The old and the young. Have a merry, merry Christmas. Without any fear. So this is Christmas. The weak are for strong. The rich and the poor ones. The road is so long. So happy Christmas. For black or for.
I wish we had more time for those answers, but we only got a few minutes left here, Leah.
That's right. Go listen to it. It's chilling.
It'll be on our website. You can hit it, and you'll have it there to download and do whatever you want to with it.
That's right. Listen to the words. I implore everyone to just listen to these
words. Country sister who knows how to sing and knows how to live life and knows how to fight for people's rights at the same time.
There you go. Period.
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 End of story. All right. Take
I've had an amazing time with you, Mark Steiner.
Same here, Leah Gilmore. Thank
you. So we have to end with a classic.
Yes.
You know, this is usually sung by Donny Hathaway, but this one, this is a version by our girl, Patti LaBelle. In the African-American community, this is not Christmas until we hear this song.
This Christmas.
This Christmas.
Patti LaBelle. Leah Gilmore, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mark Steiner.
Have a wonderful, happy new year, y'all out here. Enjoy this week with your family and friends and loved ones. Thank you to Justin Levy and Christina Harrison for producing the show. Happy New Year. Take you out with a little Patti LaBelle.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by Urbanite Magazine's new e-zines. You can get your weekly fix of arts and culture, food and drink, home and design, style and shopping, and green and sustainable topics. Updated information can be delivered to your inbox. Registration is available at urbanitebaltimore.com.